And this is exciting. The New Zealand Symphony Orchestra is about to hold its second stay-at-home concert. It's tonight at 7:30 p.m. and this time there's a couple of surprises too. I'm joined by principal trombonist David Bremner, who's in Wellington. Hello, David.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Hey, thank you for your time today. First of all, how's the bubble going for you personally?
Good. We're locked down in our apartment in Wellington, and my partner Ange is actually 20 weeks pregnant, so this is a good time for us to plan and get the baby ready, room ready and everything, so it's good as gold.
Oh, congratulations to you, and that baby's probably nice and safe inside there, so I'm pleased
to hear
you've got a good sort of living situation. Now, you play the trombone.
That's correct.
Is your wife musical as well, your partner musical?
No, not at all.
Okay.
She says she plays the recorder, but she doesn't. No. She comes to concerts and hears, you know, the symphony, these great pieces for the first time. So it's always nice to get a different angle as well from a non-musician as to how they enjoy concerts. So,
Was she interested at all in the sort of music before she met you?
I think she came to a concert of the NZSO with one of the collaborations we did with a rock band a few years ago, but I don't know that she'd ever been to an actual orchestral sort of symphonic concert, but she really enjoys coming and hearing those pieces and for the first time as well, so it's great.
Yeah, and I'm really pleased that you are putting the music out there despite the extremely challenging circumstances. So tell us, what is a stay-at-home concert?
Well, this was something that was set up last week. We actually planned to do a concert last Wednesday on the Michael Fowler Centre stage. But then, of course, as we went sort of further into the levels and into level four, we had to actually, can that idea. So the orchestra was sort of thinking on their feet as to how we would do this and decided that we'd move that concert to the players' living rooms. We put on a concert where members of the orchestra recorded solo works and broadcast it last Wednesday at 7:30. It was really popular. A lot of people really enjoyed it. And so we thought we'd carry on that series. And tonight we're doing a similar one, except this time we've sort of expanded. For the first time, we're doing sort of collaborations. So the musicians in the orchestra have recorded some pieces with other musicians using apps like Acapella and whatnot. Including a duet between one of our principal cellists, Kian Echinose, and his friend Shana Douglas, who's a violinist in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London. So they've recorded that duet 12,000 miles apart, which is pretty awesome.
So to make sure that the timing matches up, you're not going to try and play it live tonight?
Yeah, it won't be live. They've been recorded over the last few days and put together by our team in the administration. And so it goes live. Well, it's being broadcast at 7:30 this evening on the NZSO website, nzso.co.live/live. It's going to be good fun. It's a nice mix of music as well.
And what is your part in the concert?
I actually recorded a trombone trio with my colleagues in the trombone section, Matt Allison and Shannon Pittaway. And, you know, classical musicians tend to be not that up to speed with technology because we just tend to walk into a concert hall and play in a natural acoustic. So we've had to sort of, you know, upskill on all the ways of using these different apps and recording devices and iPads and bits and pieces. So that's been a real learning curve for us. But it's been a lot of fun to put that together and really difficult, actually, as well, trying to line it all up with people that are, you know, kilometres away from us. But it's been good fun.
Yeah, how have you enjoyed the process?
Really difficult, but really enjoyable as well. It's also nice, you know, because we can't see our colleagues in the orchestra. They're all in their homes and in their bubbles. So it's been really nice to sort of have that connection with Matt and Shannon, and we would record stuff and bounce it off each other and decide whether it was good or we'd do it again. And then learning how these different apps and the technology work for us to be able to do that, which is so good. And it's great to see, you know, on things like social media, there's so much of this popping up around the world. Orchestras recording, you know, the ends of big Mahler symphonies and brass bands doing recordings with people at home. It's just really cool that they're able to do that.
What can you tell us about your trombone?
About my trombone?
Yeah.
I have about 6 trombones, actually, they're all basically American, although actually the orchestra has an amazing set of German trombones that are sort of modelled on a really old V version of the trombone that is sort of much more mellow and less bright. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think trombonists and trumpet players are all a bit alike in that they like to have lots of their instruments and versions that they can play. So I've got lots of gadgets in that regard. So
the trombone is the one where your right arm is going back and forth like you're sort of sawing a log, right?
That's the one. Yeah, it's quite long and it's pretty noisy. And neighbours are never that keen when they hear that the kids next door are starting to learn trombone. Yeah. But it is a fun instrument. You can make lots of cool sounds with it, like racing cars and bits and pieces. But yeah, that's the one.
Are there any skills that you acquire as a byproduct of being a trombone player?
Are there any skills? I don't think so. I don't know, actually. I'm not sure.
You're going to be great at blowing up balloons for that baby's first birthday.
Absolutely, yeah. I do have a really good air capacity, and I would be actually. That's what I could probably do once we get out of level four. I could probably start doing a little bit of that for birthday parties and whatnot as a professional balloon blower upper.
Okay. Hey, really nice to meet you. How do people listen and you can watch as well, right?
Yes, it's all going to be it's the videos. It's on the website nzso.co.nz/live. And it will go on air at 7:30. And then after that, I believe from tomorrow onwards, it will be available as a to be able to watch continuously at people's leisure. So, yeah, tune in. And there will be more of these as we go along in the following weeks as well.
Yeah, good stuff. And thanks for your creativity in the lockdown. We really appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks, Jesse.
That is David Bremner, who's a trombonist for the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. And they are performing tonight at 7:30 for a stay-at-home concert.